Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
We have Larika Marshall. Also, we have Lalanta. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Larika, you reached out to me and you represent Lalanta. So for people who don't know, how did you guys get hooked up? Now, I know you're from the Eastern Shore.
Yes.
She's from New York. We're going to talk to her in a sec, but talk to us a little bit about, you know, your company and, you know, how you got hooked up with Lalanta and, you know, you represent her, right?
Yes, I do. So my brother, his name is Jay Keys. I call him the Grammy man. He's in the studio with us right now. He actually called me up and he was like, you know, Larika, I have this talented young lady. She's definitely the next superstar. And he was like, you know, I really would love for you to take her on and pound the pavement to get her to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what my company, Rare Air, is going to do.
Wow. Nice. Well, come on over here, man. Who were some of the artists that you've worked with and how did you, you know, first hear Lalanta talk to us?
I've worked with Pink, Wow. This Little Booty Call, 98 Degrees, Young Americans, Coco Puff, Coco Johnson, a bunch of artists.
Yeah.
And then now the amazing Lalanta.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Vance Padmore, shout out to Vance, shout out to DMF, Daniels Music Foundation. He told me about her. He told me about her and was like, hey, listen, I have this 13-year-old phenomenal singer and she needs a hit record.
Right.
And I said, all right, let me hear her music. So she has this song, Unbreakable. When I heard her vocals, I was like, man, she can sing.
13 years old.
13 years old. So I was like, okay. Her vocals, like, it wasn't, like, new. It sounds seasoned, you know. And I said, all right, let's get in the studio. Let's try it out. We tried out a few records, and we did good. I remember the first day we talked about what we wanted to sing. And I think we came up with Ooh Ooh. It was like a sling. And then it turned into Power. You know, we came up with this phenomenal single.
Yeah.
That's coming out Friday. And it was amazing.
And we're going to play that on the way.
Yeah, yeah. We're going
to
play that.
So looking forward to hearing that. Lalanta, welcome again.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, your story and, you know, you're 13, how you got started singing, how you got started, you know, songwriting. Give us a rundown.
Okay. So my first connection to music was when I turned 4 years old. My mom gave me a piano as well as my first ever piano lesson for my birthday. And I was really connected to the piano. It was really interesting for me to learn. And 2 years after that, God gave me the gift of meeting this very talented opera teacher that gave me a whole nother view of music and, you know, singing, and gave me a whole nother vision of life. You know, I could see with my ears, I could see with touch, but he gave me a vision of seeing with music, if that makes any kind of sense. And then two or three years after that, my first competition, the Danny Awards, became my first win. And 2 years after that, I won again, and that totally transformed my life. I got signed to a record label called Just Call Me By My Name, and you know, my previous life of just going to school and going back home had finished. You know, it was a whole other life, you know, a whole new life full of adrenaline and emotions and meeting new people and studio recordings and interviews and performances, etc., etc. It was something amazing. I felt like I had wings and I just wanted to be set free and just fly. And those wings were described as my voice. And you know, I feel like without music, there's no meaning in life for me.
Wow. Well, look, I mean, you know, you have an incredible story and you've done so much in just 13 years of your life. So congratulations on all your success. What are some of your favorite moments, you know, since you've been, you know, became signed and, you know, became an artist, and now you're like traveling around. What are some of your favorite memories, favorite moments so far?
That's a very hard one. You know, as I said, there was a lot of very memorable moments. I'm going to name my top three.
Okay.
So at 11 years old, when I first performed at Woodstock upstate, it was legendary for me.
And yeah,
just standing on that stage, you know, it was the only thing that was sad about it was it rained, so I couldn't perform on outdoor stage. But it was amazing. I got to perform inside, and it was just incredible. And for the first time, I felt the presence of, you know, the audience. I actually understood, you know, what connecting with people was, like, through music.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it, like, earlier, but I was, like, still a little too young to understand. And, you know, I was just this nervous little girl, and then I guess I transformed, and, you know, God gave me a whole new understanding of what connecting with audiences is. I also loved performing at Scarsdale. Last year I performed upstate.
Okay.
It was really fun, you know. I got my face painted. It was really nice. It was really interesting. And I loved recording in the studio this year with Jay Keys. It was really fun, you know. He was playing the keyboard and I was singing, and we just came up with this one little melody. and it was really exciting, and we cracked some jokes, you know.
Yeah. Well, Jay, he seems like a great guy, and you know, he was telling the story off the air how, you know, some of the artists that he's worked with in the past, you know, I mean, some people, they come in and, you know, they take, you know, days and weeks and months to, you know, come up with a song, or, you know, to record maybe even, you know, like a verse, but you were in and out in an hour and did a whole song.
I was surprised. No, I was surprised at how fast everything was done. And, you know, it was hard. We did like take by take, line by line, and we added harmonies, but it was all done in like 3 days.
Wow.
So it was really fun.
Incredible. Incredible. Again, we have Lalanta live in studio. Larika, how did, you know, you guys, you know, as far, I know you said that Jay Keys called you, but like, how did you, you know, what was the process of bringing her down here to the shore? I know you're on a media tour right now. You guys, you know, how's it going, you know, so far? And, you know, what's the whole journey been like so far?
It's been great so far. I mean, the Eastern Shore, I just want to thank, you know, 47. I want to thank you, you know, for everybody that's affording us the opportunity to let the world know about Lalanta. I mean, every station, everywhere that I'm hitting, everybody is telling me yes. They fell in love with Lalanta's story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to be in New York next week doing a media run in New York. She's going to be on Fox 5, Good Day.
Yeah, I saw that. That's incredible.
She has a lot. She's going to be in the movie as well. I mean, she has so much just going on. I mean, the world is going to be shocked. I'm just so excited and proud of
her. I wanted to, you know, thank all of you guys in the room and my family for supporting me, and God giving me the strength to keep going, because without any of you, this wouldn't have been possible. And I wanted to give a shout out to everybody that's here.
Oh,
wow. 13 years old, man. Incredible.
Listen, I would like to give a shout out to Lalanta's parents. Her mom was the super key in getting these songs recorded.
Really?
So her mom is like the Joe Jackson of parents. And if anybody knows about Joe Jackson, Kat, shout out to Kat, because she's the one. Like,
love you, Mom.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about that comparison. the good parts of the Joe Jackson. So no, that's just great.
She hits me with words. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, so you're going to be on Fox Good Day in New York. I mean, how's it feel like to, you know, go around to these different media outlets? And I mean, you're a star. I mean, you know, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Honestly, I've never ever felt this much adrenaline before. And you know, since Fox 5 News is on Thursday, I was like, you know, I've never been nervous 2 days before performance. I've always, like, you know, I was surprised. I thought I would be, and I would be like nervous and stuff, panicking the day before, but no, I'm calm. Even in the morning, I wake up, I'm calm and everything. 5 minutes before, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And,
wow.
But I'm nervous already, which it's good and bad. So
it's all good. Yeah. No bad, no bad. We're all positive vibes around here. Yeah. We have Lolanta live in studio. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to play your song. Is that good?
Great.
All right.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. It is 8:33. We'll continue on the way.